learning disabilities, and he was really struggling. Listen to this. He was certain he was a reject. What a terrible thought to be running through the little kid's mind. I'm a reject. Many adults running around with that thought in their mind. You could have been sitting with that thought in your mind. You might be sitting with that thought in your mind. I'm a reject. There's no such thing as reject. God didn't make any rejects. But she says, I brought Eric to the seminars. He learned that you can do anything or be anything that you believe you can. He learned to set goals and to achieve the goals that he set. Listen to this for progress. I am very proud to tell you there was both an immediate and a long-range change in Eric's performance. In that same school year, his grade spiraled upwards and he became an honor student. Eric attended Bay State. He is an Eagle Scout. He was listed in Who's Who in American high schools. He was editor of his school paper. He qualified for scholarships, that's plural. He had his choice for college. And at the present time, he's a junior at the University of Missouri, and he's on the dean's list. I feel a great deal of this can be credited to the fact that this 11-year-old boy learned he could do anything he believed he could, and he became a goal setter. Joanne concluded by saying, Bob, I just want to share this letter with you, as I really do not know if we would be able to tell this success story if I had not brought Eric to this seminar. I'll always be grateful. I guess she will. And I guess Eric will, too. And what was the big win? Was it the Who's Who in American high schools? Was it being editor of his school paper? Was it the honors that he accomplished that first year? Was it the college scholarships in college? I don't think so. I don't think any of those things were the big win. You know what the big win was? It was the one single idea that enabled him to do all these things. And one idea can cause you to make the progress this young boy made. We have a gentleman in our audience. I'm not quite sure where he is. He's a good friend of mine, Grant Sylvester. He's the president of Money Concepts for Canada. And Grant Sylvester hired us to conduct these seminars way back in the 70s for a large company that he was a senior executive in. And right across the country, they had a 53% increase in sales. Now, that's hundreds of people. That's an enormous increase. I want you to think about that for a moment. Here's an idea that gave this little boy honors in schools, gave Grant's company a 50% increase in sales. So you see, I don't really care what you do. It doesn't matter what you're doing. It's you that counts. And the more you understand you, the better your results you're going to get. Now, I'm going to run through a very quick idea, and it's very simple. Don't let the simplicity of this idea deceive you. What we're going to do is run through a concept and explain just how brain cells are built. Now, I'm going to ask someone from the audience. Nino, you're a good friend. Come on up to the front here for a moment. All right, Nino.
Wonderful, Bob.
Give Nino a hand. If you're sitting in your office or sitting at home, I want you to meet one of the best managers I know.
Thank you.
And I mean that sincerely. And I'm not just saying that to flatter Nino. I'm saying that because of the results that I see as people get. Nino was kind enough to hire my son and daughter-in-law to go to work for them at the beginning of this year. And every month this year, they have earned somewhere between $20,000 and $45,000 a month. Now, you don't do that if you haven't got a real good manager drawing the best out of you. Management is the development of people. It's not the direction of things. So Nino's a very good friend of mine. Now, Nino, I want to ask you a couple of questions. I'm going to do something. What I'd like you to do is hold out your hand like this. All right? Now, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. Now, I would like you to look at that. I want you to see what that is. I don't want anybody to say anything. I'm going to put it in Nino's hand. You just close your eyes, Nino. I'm going to put this in your hand, and I want you to feel it. Close your hand and feel it. Now, Nino, tell me what that is.
It feels like a piece of metal.
Well, move your fingers around it and tell me what kind of a metal. What would you use that for?
I would imagine to open the door.
To open a door. What do you call a piece of metal that opens the door?
A key.
This guy's a real ham, and he put him in front of a camera, and I'm telling you, he'll take it away. You guessed it right, Nino. You win one of our cassette tapes. That is a key, all right? Now, what happened there? Let's stop and think of what happened. Nino has sensory factors. He can hear, see, smell, taste, and touch. And when your sensory factor touch comes in.